Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English and to learn something new about America and Europe. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
In this episode, we are going to talk about dating.
Ooh, we've chosen a spicy topic this time, haven't we?
Well, you know, I was wondering, what do you study a foreign language for?
Oh, to improve your career, maybe, for doing business abroad. But also, we study foreign languages in order to travel around the world and meet new and exciting people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. New people you get to know and you may feel like dating. New people you may even start a relationship with. By the way, does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it does a little. My husband is Italian, but he could speak English well enough to ask me out on a date.
Actually, going on a date with someone who speaks a different language is not that easy. So, listeners, we are going to help you.
Today, we're going to use a lot of words and expressions about dating. Make sure to read the transcript of this episode by downloading it onto your iPod or by visiting our page on podomatic.com. That's spelled P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. The transcription includes the list of all the specific words and idioms about dating and relevant explanations.
All right, Cindy, let's say that I am to date an American guy, like, I don't know, Jon Bon Jovi?
Oh, you picked a good one.
Well, it could happen sooner or later.
It could.
Yeah, and we may need to listen to some New Jersey accent. So, John, we'd be glad to have you here.
Yes, Jon Bon Jovi, if you feel like being our guest on any future episodes, you're more than welcome.
Oh, Cindy, I think we'd better explain this one to our listeners. To feel like doing something.
It's a very common expression. It means to be in the mood for doing something. An example of a conversation could be, what do you feel like doing tonight? Oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like going out. I feel like watching a DVD on the sofa instead.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember that song, Don't Feel Like Dancing, Dancing?
That's it. Great song.
All right, now let's go back to dating. John is waiting for me.
Okay, shall we start from the pickup lines?
Yep.
You know, those sentences you say in order to break the ice and start a conversation with someone?
All right, shoot.
Okay, let me give you a few examples of common icebreakers. You can use, I think I've seen you before.
Mm-hmm.
Or, do you come here often? Or, haven't we met before?
Yeah.
Or, would you like to dance? Or, take a walk? Or, have a drink?
I'd love to.
Do you have a lighter or a cigarette? Or, could you tell me what time it is? Or, I really like your... whatever.
Yeah. And if the icebreaker is successful...
and you hit it off, meaning you're compatible and you get along well...
yeah, then someone will make the first move.
And ask the other out on a date. The ideal dating situation is when you know who you're going out with. But this is not always the case in a blind date.
What's a blind date?
Ugh, the dreaded blind date. This is a source of great pain or pleasure. A blind date is when a friend arranges the date for you with someone they feel is a good match. That is to set someone up on a blind date.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry. If it's not love at first sight and you have nothing in common with the person you've been set up with, make a polite excuse, go Dutch, and go home in separate cars.
Yeah, and going Dutch, that means?
Each person pays for their own meal.
All right, but there are other ways to meet new people nowadays.
Yes, many people meet online, in chat rooms, or through dating services and speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
There are personal ads in newspapers. Whatever method you choose, just take your time, be careful, really do your best to know who you're going out with.
Yes, and also be sure that you both have the same intentions, that you're looking for the same level of commitment in the relationship.
Or someone could have their heart broken. For example, you wouldn't pair a womanizer with a woman who wants to settle down and start a family.
Not really.
No, that would be a lose-lose situation. That means both sides would be at a disadvantage.
And they should break up and call it quits. That means end the relationship.
And one more thing about ending a relationship, the term to dump.
Right.
To dump someone means to drop someone, to throw them away. For example, he was dumped means he wasn't let down easily. And people, don't ever dump anyone via text message. That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
Or even worse, through Facebook.
And how about to turn someone down? What does that mean?
To turn someone down means to refuse a date or a dance. For example, Marta, because we are friends, if John Bon Jovi asked me out on a date, I would turn him down.
Really?
No. You're right. I'd say yes. But don't worry, I'd stand him up.
Stand him up?
Yeah. To stand someone up means to arrange a date, then blow it off. We agree on a time and a place, but then one person doesn't show or call to cancel.
Oh, I see. Anyway, Cindy, don't worry. If John calls me, we can arrange for a double date. And you can invite whoever you want.
Oh, that's a great idea. I could take your husband, for example.
Hey, wait a minute. We're just kidding here. I'm not having an affair with John Bon Jovi.
No, you just have a little crush on him.
Yeah, okay.
You're just flirting with the idea.
Yeah, having a crush on someone. That's useful, listeners. Take notes.
Oh, there's no other feeling like it. Remember when you first met that special someone you were nuts about and the feeling of butterflies in your tummy?
Oh, love.
Beautiful. Marta, have you written any songs about love?
Hundreds.
Then can you sing us out on this podcast? Can you do us the honor?
Oh, I'd be happy to. But first, let me remind our listeners about our websites. You can find us on podomatic.com and on martainnocenti.com. And, of course, on iTunes.
And you can easily reach us on Facebook on the My American Friend podcast page. Come visit us. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Otherwise, we'll feel like you're just not that into us. And we'd really like to have a second date.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening and see you next time.
And folks, I give you the beautiful Marta Innocenti.
Don't make me blush. They can't
see you. It's a podcast.
My American Friend.
We're the king and the queen of the view we can see from